Part 1. The Minstrel.
One cold winter evening, King Arthur and his knights were sitting at the round table in the castle of Camelot. Suddenly, a tall young man came into the great hall. He had dark hair and dark, sad eyes. His clothes were old but clean. He had a harp under his arm.
Welcome to Camelot, young man,
said King Arthur.
Are you a minstrel?
Yes, your majesty, I am,
said the young man.
Where are you from?
Asked King Arthur.
I'm from Cornwall,
answered the minstrel.
Well,
said King Arthur,
we like minstrels and their stories. Tell us a good story about brave knights and lovely ladies.
Do you know the story of Sir Tristan of Lyonesse?
Asked one of the knights.
Yes, I do,
answered the minstrel.
Sir Tristan is a brave knight, but his story is very sad.
Sit down and tell us,
said King Arthur. Everyone in the hall was interested in the story of Sir Tristan of Lyonesse. The minstrel sat on a stool and started telling his story to the king and his knights. Sometimes he spoke, and sometimes he sang and played his harp. This is the story he told.
For many years there were wars between Cornwall and Ireland. The Irish often sailed across the sea to Cornwall and attacked it. There were terrible battles, and many people died. King Mark of Cornwall wanted peace, but the Irish did not. He did not know what to do. One day he asked his cousin, King Rivelin of Lyonesse, for help.
Help me fight the Irish, and you can marry my beautiful sister,
said King Mark to his cousin.
The Irish are my enemies too,
said King Rivelin.
I'll help you fight them. Together we can win, and I'll marry your beautiful sister.
King Rivelin and King Mark fought together and won the war against the Irish. King Rivelin married King Mark's sister, and they returned to his castle in Lyonesse. They loved each other and were very happy together. But their happiness did not continue for long. A year later, King Rivelin was killed in battle. At the same time, the queen had a son, but she died soon after. Before dying, she called her servant, Rual.
Rual, I'm dying,
said the young, beautiful queen.
Take my child and call him Tristan. His name means sadness. It comes from the French word, triste. Look after him and love him like a son. And when he is a man, he must go and meet my brother, King Mark of Cornwall. He will help him.
Rual and his wife loved little Tristan, and they looked after him. He became a strong, brave boy. He learned to use a sword, a spear, and to ride a horse. He also learned to play the harp and speak other languages. When Tristan became a man, he left Lyonesse and went to Cornwall to meet his uncle, King Mark. The king lived in a big castle in Tintagel. Tristan entered the great hall of the castle and saw his uncle for the first time. Your Majesty, I'm your nephew, Tristan, from Lyonesse.
My nephew? Tristan! My sister's son,
said King Mark, looking at the tall young man.
Welcome to Tintagel. This is your new home. I'm very happy you're here. My knights and I will teach you many things, and you'll become a great knight.
Everyone welcomed Tristan to the castle. He was happy with his uncle, who loved him like a son. He became a famous knight and fought in many battles. The people of Cornwall knew about his great courage and liked him. But some of the knights and nobles were jealous of him because he was King Mark's favourite knight. One day, Sir Morholt from Ireland came to Tintagel Castle. He was a gigantic man with a dark face and strong hands.
King Gorman of Ireland sent me here,
he said in a loud voice.
He wants a tribute from you, King Mark.
A tribute?
Said King Mark, surprised.
Yes, a tribute,
said Sir Morholt.
If you send a tribute, King Gurman won't attack Cornwall.
What is the tribute?
Asked King Mark.
You must send him 30 noble boys who will become his servants.
What?
Cried King Mark.
30 of our noble boys. This is terrible.
You must do what King Gurman wants,
said Sir Morholt.
Or one of your knights can fight me. If your knight wins, you don't have to send a tribute to the king. But no one will fight me. I'm the strongest knight in the world, and everyone's afraid of me.
Everyone was silent, but Tristan's face was red with anger. I will fight you, Sir Morholt, said Tristan. I'm not afraid of you. Everyone was surprised and looked at Tristan.
No, Tristan, don't fight him. He's too big and strong,
said King Mark.
You can't win. He'll kill you.
No, Uncle Mark, said Tristan. I am a knight of Cornwall, and I must fight him. Sir Morholt looked at the young man in front of him and started laughing. Tristan was much shorter and thinner than the Irish giant.
I'll meet you in a week on the small island opposite the castle,
said Sir Morholt.
Come alone, early in the morning.
I'll be there, said Tristan, looking at Sir Morholt's cold eyes.